Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Y'all, welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, LA and Portia are out, but no worries. We have our girl Eva Marcel in the building from Real Housewives of Atlanta, who's from LA, and she knows Portia. See the connectivity?
There we go.
See?
Everybody's still involved.
So later on, Jess Hilarious is back with a Dish Double Tap. And of course, we go thirst trapping with the stars. And these traps are all in honor of Gary, because we got to start the day off by giving you a big happy birthday shout out, because you're the world's most famous tea spiller.
Happy birthday, Gary! Yeah. 22
Happy birthday, Gary. You made 92.
Right, exactly.
That is so beautiful.
It's buttercream. I want some. The pregnant lady wants some.
Let me make a wish.
What was your wish, Gary?
You can get away from me. I'm trying to wish you can get away from me. Don't touch me, bitch.
Well, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Well, let's get to it. Now, y'all remember Chaka Khan's classic 1985 hit, Through the Fire?
Yes.
Well, Kanye West sampled that for one of his first big hits, Through the Wire.
Yes.
History in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now. If it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut. Like, I don't know exactly. Shit, like,
well, as much as some people might dig Kanye's version, Chaka Khan is not one of them. That
R&B
legend made an appearance on Andy Cohen's show, and when she was asked about the conversation she had with Ye about sampling a song, this is what she had to say.
Chaka, how did the conversations go with Kanye when he used your song Through the Fire on Through the Wire?
Very differently than the song turned out, obviously.
Really?
Yes.
You were not happy with how the song... You were not?
No.
Did you speak to him after?
Yes. I thought it was a little insulting. I'm not insulting. I thought it was stupid.
Right.
If I'd known he was going to do that, I said, hell no.
Did you get... Well, let me ask you this. Did you make any coins off the song?
So what's the song called?
Through the Wire. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, where is the umbrella? Because the level of shade that my Chaka Khan / Nicki Minaj is up there throwing is amazing.
Yeah, and that Kanye record kind of gave her a little bit of heat for a little bit, because like it was a little quiet over there.
Chaka didn't need no heat. Chaka is Chaka.
Everybody can use an alley-oop every now and then.
Chaka don't need no heat, but what I'm thinking, if we go back and look at the real credits, back then, artists weren't really writing their own music, so I think she probably did not get a check for this, and she's probably upset because this is one of her big songs. And she ain't getting no check or nothing for it. The writers and producers are, but Chaka is not. So I love Chaka Khan.
She's one of my favorite singers.
That's probably why she's mad.
But I wonder if this girl, honey, didn't have a refreshing beverage before.
She had some. She might have hit the slopes.
Not the slopes. But I thought she got better, honey.
Well, y'all, Pride Month ends Sunday, and it's exciting to see we have a gay presidential candidate, and now we may someday have a gay or lesbian royal. The Duke of Cambridge. Prince Williams recently visited a nonprofit organization in London that works with the LGBT youth. And during a group discussion, Williams was asked, if your child one day in the future said, oh, I'm gay, oh, I'm lesbian, whatever, how would you react? Well, the Prince father of three responded, I think you don't really start thinking about that until you are a parent, and I think obviously absolutely fine by me. He continued, it worries me not because of them being gay. It worries me how everyone else will react and perceive it, and the pressure is then on them.
Okay, that was a pretty good Yeah, that's a way to look at it.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Because, you know, I guess you shouldn't judge your child or whatever if they feel like they are or not. Mm-hmm. And you just got to go with the flow and let them grow, right?
But if Queen Elizabeth is still alive in 20 years, which we all know she will be.
Like, she will.
How will she feel about it?
I don't know.
Because she don't like nothing.
She don't like nothing. Mm-mm. But you know what? I'm sure she didn't like Harry to marry Meghan. So,
Gary, you know the royals very well. I need to know what you think about this.
I think there's a lot of gay royals now.
Already?
Yeah.
On the low.
Yeah, and you just don't know, honey.
You don't.
Could you imagine those good girl, how are you, Joe? You know, those girls be sipping tea together, child.
What'd he say?
Oh, good, that's some tea.
Darling, that's a lovely dress, darling.
Yeah. It brings a new meaning to the term, getting knighted.
Okay.
All right, now, Gary, in honor of your birthday, we tried to find a story about Diana Ross, but this is as close as we can get.
Okay.
Now, there's a woman named Amber who found a vintage stage costume at a garage sale in France. Now, after buying it for 70 euros, which is the equivalent of about, I don't know, roughly U.S. $80, Amber went on a British TV show, Deadstock Ultimate Resellers, to find out more about this outfit. Check it out.
So what have you got with you today, Amber?
I've got a costume that's like a stage costume, I think, 1960s era, that I found at a car boot sale in France.
It has Miss Mary Wilson written in biro. You know who Miss Mary Wilson is?
Yes, she was one of the Supremes.
Yeah. Mary actually, you know, we got in touch with her agent in New York and she wants it back. She wants to get in touch with you.
Ooh. Okay, I'm sorry. Is she going to buy this back from her? Because there's no way I'm just going to give this to Mary Wilson.
Well, absolutely. Well, for those who don't know, Mary Wilson's one of the original members of the Supremes.
Right.
And they didn't say how much she paid to get the costume back. But, Gary, if you got a vintage Diana Ross gown, you
want
it back or no?
Would I give it back? Oh, no, Miss Ross couldn't get that one back, huh?
Right!
No, not that one.
Gary would wear that bitch.
I would try to squeeze and have to get on crack to get my body up in that dress, baby. No, and Miss Wilson, honey, she ain't telling the story. This girl probably had no money and sold that dress.
She had to buy it back, though, I'm sure.
They?
And for probably a little more than $80.
No, I want more than 80.
Okay. Yeah, she ain't been a Supreme doing no Supreme stuff in forever.
Like, she better call Diana or Barry Gordy or somebody because...
She better call Tyrone.
Okay.
All right, so continuing on with Gary's birthday party, it's time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars!
Gary, since it's your birthday, today's Thirst Trapping with the Star are all men in honor of you, handsome. Okay, so first up we have Omarion. He shared this video to the gram, and take a look. Do you guys think it's a thirst trap?
He's definitely a thirst trap.
Yeah,
you can tell by the sheepish grin, the fact that he panned down, he was trying to show you the abs. Yeah, definitely thirst trap.
I don't think it was thirst trapping. Because he didn't give us farther down. Had he gone farther down to give us his more split, what y'all call that?
The V?
The V, it would have been a little bit.
That would have been perv trapping.
Yeah, because the queens don't like breath.
Moving on, let's talk about Cristiano Ronaldo.
All right, Cristiano.
Yo, people love him. He's a huge soccer star, and he seems to be enjoying his family vacation in Saint-Tropez. Now, he Instagrammed his picture. Oh, damn it. That Z is silent?
Saint-Tropez. He said Saint-Tropez.
No, I ain't been nowhere. So he went to Saint-Tropez. I'll get out much. So the homie went to Saint-Tropez, and he Instagrammed his picture of himself on a yacht. Now, what do you think? There's trapping now.
I don't know. It's just not a cute picture.
Okay, but the difference with him is he is in the water.
Yeah.
What else would he have on?
Right.
Now, maybe if he had on a Speedo, I would say it's thirst trapping. He was coming up on the boat, and somebody said, take a picture, honey. Uh-huh. And he took a picture. So I don't think this is thirst trapping.
Yeah. What do you think, Eva?
I don't think it's thirst trapping. I think it's appropriate.
I think you can see his muscles even when his shirt is on. So, like, he's going to be thirst trapping regardless. Like,
yeah.
Even unintentionally.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. Finally, Gary, we have someone else who is celebrating a birthday, darling, and that's former football player turned sportscaster Shannon Sharp. He posted this selfie with the following caption. Happy 51st birthday to me. I'm not what I once was, but I'm better than 99% of the will ever be. Hashtag fit at 51. Hashtag carved black granite. Hashtag built like an African god.
Hashtag
okay?
You're definitely
now,
51.
Now, with all these damn hashtags, I'm going to say hashtag thirst trap.
Yeah, because you went crazy with the hashtags.
You too much. You hashtag too much.
Yeah.
You done called yourself an African god. You ain't from Africa.
Thanks.
But look, Mr. Shannon Sharp, okay? You looking like a whole snack at 51.
He looked like he could be Gary's brother.
Like if Gary was Steve Urkel.
He does.
And
if Gary was
Father
Kale. You could easily
we put Gary's face on this, and that be Gary.
At first, like, I was scrolling down, I thought it was you with glasses.
I know.
It's this week's Dish Double Tap with Jess Hilarious. Don't go anywhere. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Hey! Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Okay.
Well, y'all, Uncle Orenthal, that's O.J. Simpson, is getting a little Twitter happy because he is spilling all of his tea, honey. This week, on the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death, the Juice posted a video revealing that he and his family stayed at MJ's Neverland Ranch when his house was under attack by the media. Take a look.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, I woke up this morning, they were talking about Michael Jackson's 10th anniversary of his death. Got me thinking about Michael. His family moved down the hill from me and then single. And I'd see him around. I actually got to be good friends with Jermaine. Anyway, years later, my house was under siege by the media, and I had somehow got out. I was staying at Don Omar's house, and I was getting my kids on the weekends. And Michael found out. He called me and said, OJ, you got to take the kids up to Neverland Ranch. They love it. And it was wondrous. The kids would come up. They would bring some of their friends. My experience with him is that he was a kind and generous soul. Rest in peace, Michael. Take care.
It was a long story.
To me, it seemed like a public service announcement that OJ met Michael. He stayed at Neverland Ranch, which was a good thing. And OJ still looks good, by the way. I don't know what y'all think about it.
But somebody need to take Uncle Orenthal's phone, okay?
Like, oh, my goodness. Like, I know whose house I do not want to hang out at during the holidays. His stories are way too long-winded. Like, come on, Unc.
Wrap it up, B.
Right. But why is he always posting on the anniversary of somebody's death?
Creepy.
No, why not? Memories. But he grand, though, bitch. He gave us his public announcement, and then he hit the game.
Right? Rolled off of his little golf cart.
Rolled off of his golf cart, honey.
I'm not here for OJ, and it I love the juice.
Long. He should call these segments Killing Time with OJ. Alright, y'all, it's time for
Dish Double Tap!
And as usual, our girl actress and social media star Jess Hilarious is back at it again, giving us celebrity news her way. Check it out.
Good morning, it's Jess with the Mess, and my news is real. KFC adds new item on their menu.
Oh, wow. The Munchie Vomit Burger.
Faylock gets accused of assault by a woman.
Do it again, fatty.
Oh, wow. Benji was trying to slap that A out of his name. That bitch said fatty.
Jussie Smollett could face charges again.
Okay, we don't give a no more. He don't even give a no more.
A lot of the new Chucky viewers are saying that he looks like Michael Myers in this movie.
Oh, wow. It's very Trumpy to me.
People ask who would win a sing-off between Tank and Jamie Foxx.
People don't actually know that Tank started as a backup singer for Jamie Foxx. Bitch, don't do that. Because Kim K used to clean purse, hook, and closets, and now look at her.
50 Cent is now claiming that Power will not end at season 6. It's just getting too good.
All right now, Curtis, that's when you want to end when it's good. Y'all see Empire and it turned into a soap opera musical play. Lucia's been died 8 times, Jamal staging real crimes.
Nah, as usual, Jess Hilarious nailed it. But, like, seriously, like, would y'all like to see Power continue for, like, a 7th, maybe even 8th season?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love Power. It's good as hell, and it keeps me on the edge of my seat.
I never watched the first season.
It's so good.
Yo, you would come in with a full beard.
Like, really?
Like, oh. Watching Power will make you tougher.
Oh, Jesus, I got to stay soft.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
Anyway, yo, so if you're headed to the Essence Festival next week, you can catch Jess Hilarious on Friday, July 5th at the Orpheum Theater and, of course, on Dish every Friday as part of our Dish Double Tap.
All right, coming up, we're going to play a little game of Look Who's Singing and see how well you know your celebrities. All of this and more coming up right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's hey.
Up? All right, y'all, it's game time, and it's time to play
Look Who's Singing!
Now, the way the game works like this, it's simple. You got to guess the celebrity who isn't really known for being a singer. Now, the song might be a single that they put out or something from an entire body of work that they put out, like an album or something, and first person that answers gets a point, okay?
Okay, come on, let's go.
So if you get the answer right, you get a point. Person with the most points wins.
Okay.
And here we go. First one.
Okay.
Fire it up. Gary, what you got?
Sanaa Lathan.
Negative.
How'd you get that from that, Gary?
I don't know, child. I'm just ready for it to the end.
Now, what if I told you that this person is a supermodel with a mean walk?
Tyra Banks.
Negative.
Naomi Campbell.
That is correct. Hold the phone. You get a point.
What?
You could guess Naomi Campbell.
That's my fault. What happened to the next one?
Moving on. Here go the next one.
A spit gravel as I back out of the back door and the 20s roll around in my hand. It's funny now when I don't show up on Monday.
Who is it, Gary?
Willie Nelson.
Negative.
Willie Nelson is a singer.
Music. He's like one of the greatest country stars of all time.
It's a non-singer.
Billy Ray Thornton.
Billy Ray Thornton, like the son of Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Chris Hemsworth.
Nah.
Help us out, Craig.
His middle name is named after a popular fabric softener.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, I knew that. Damn, points. Birthday boy.
I knew that.
Birthday boy, I had
you
killing
can't
it.
Win because it's your birthday, Gary.
Oh, no. Next.
All right, moving on to the next one. Who is it, Gary?
Paris Hilton.
Negative.
Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Tyra Banks.
No.
Nicole Kim Kardashian. Ritchie.
That is correct.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Was she with Kanye when she did that?
No.
Thank you.
This is before Kanye.
I'm sure it was.
Much
I thought now this last question is worth 5 points.
Sound like
Jennifer Lawrence.
Brooks.
Negative, but you're on the right track.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Wow. Scarlett Johansson.
Damn, Eva, you licked Gary on his birthday.
Oh, Gary.
You know damn well you gave her the answer. That was a cheat.
Well, congratulations, Eva. Tell us what's coming up next.
Somebody congratulate me. I will congratulate you.
If you want to be a congratulator.
She cheated.
No, she won.
Cheated.
All right, Eva, your prize is you get to read the tea.
Oh.
All right, well, up next, find out the extremely gross thing that Ryan Seacrest did to Kris Jenner. I'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
All right, y'all. So Ryan Seacrest spilled the beans about something super embarrassing that happened to him while he was at Kris Jenner's house. He did the unthinkable, y'all. He clogged the toilet.
No.
Check this out.
So I flush it, and it just, you know, the water just builds.
Oh, no.
So I'm watching the water level rise. Now you're in this moment of like,
right.
What do I do?
Right.
Do I stick my hand in there and just... These are the things going through my mind. Do I tell, you know, hey, Chloe, can you... Or do I just, you know, say to Kris, I think your toilet's got a problem. But the problem is when you fess up, they're going to come in and...
But when in doubt, go to the mom.
She's seen it before.
We've
I know,
seen
but I was
it.
Too embarrassed. I'm not like her, you know.
So what did you do?
I left it there.
No.
Well, Ryan Seacrest should have did the right thing.
What?
Set the house on fire. Because if you start a fire in the house, then all of a sudden no one's worried about an overstuffed toilet.
No, Kris Jenner should have had the proper tools in her restroom
Thank
somewhere.
You.
Who has a plunger just sitting in the bathroom?
Who are you?
A mother of almost three, and I don't want my kids in there playing with plungers.
You better teach them how to.
Are you
Marley will have that in the bathtub, acting like she in a boat.
Well, put it under the sink. It needs to be a plunger in there. They have all sizes. They have little ones.
Pull.
I'm see y'all later, okay?
We do gotta applaud him for not blaming the black people in the house, because he could have easily pinned that on Kanye or Rob.
Okay.
Shout out to
Rob is the black person in the house.
Yeah.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.